This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, H-Y-P-E-R-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. It is bright and early Monday morning, 9 a.m., which is actually 8 a.m. because we are still on the daylight savings time here in California. We just sprung forward, which means we get an extra hour of sunlight, but we lost an hour of sleep. Science. It doesn't make any sense.
We need to keep it like this.
Yes.
Forever.
Let's not change it.
Forever.
We're done. We've lost our hour. You can keep it. I don't want it back. Just don't mess with it.
Just move forward with this.
Things happen in life. Let's not get stuck in the past. Let's keep going. Let's I love when the sun sets later, obviously. Yeah. And I just, why are we going back and forth? Why do we keep doing this?
Well, it was for a reason a long time ago, but
we don't need it anymore. There was a lot of things that happened a long time ago.
Catch up. Not ketchup on.
I thought you were saying ketchup happened a long time ago. I was like, ketchup and mustard, Mom? What do you mean?
Up.
Ketchup.
Catch up.
Times have changed.
They have changed.
And that's the last time we're going to let it change. Let's not ever fall back. Let's continue to be in this spring of the forwards.
Yes.
Oh, happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
You want to tell us the holidays?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Today, Monday, March 15th. I mentioned this because it is the state in which I was born. It's National Kansas Day. Well, actually, I was born in Missouri.
You were not born in Kansas. You were born in Kansas City, Missouri.
My mom had to cross the river to have a C-section for me. So, but I lived in Kansas City, Kansas for
you were a C-section too.
Yeah.
Why were you a C-section? You were
placenta previa. She was hemorrhaging.
Oh,
almost lost her. So okay. National Kansas Day. Shout out to all my relatives. And it's also National Napping Day, and they did that so that it would be the day after daylight savings time.
You'd think that would actually be Sunday.
You'd think.
Because I woke up yesterday and was very confused as to why I could not get out of bed. And then I was like, I gotta get up. I have to, but like, I don't want to. And I couldn't figure out why. And then I called my friend Sammy while I was on my dog walk. And she was like, how was that one less hour of sleep? I was like, oh, this makes sense. Got it.
I happened to be with Colleen's house that day. And woke up, and Flynn woke up at 8:20, and I'm like, this is weird. But he had 2 days of fun. So this was strange, but no, it was 7:20, which was still late for him.
Yeah.
It's usually a 6 a.m.er, so.
All right, so that day. I can do that today. All
right. Tuesday, March 16th, National Panda Day, which you can watch on explore.org.
Mom, why did you not explain that? You're always talking about like eagles on explore.org. No one wants to watch eagles except you. Love you. Glad you have your thing.
Oh no, there's new news on those eagles. You want to go check it out now.
But like, why are you telling us about pandas? Everyone's going to tune in to see some pandas, Mom.
National Panda Day. Go watch the pandas on explore.org. They're not on just on National Panda Day. They're on all the time.
Where do pandas originate? Like, not like species wise, but like where, geography wise.
Asia?
I don't know. I'm really bad at
this. She says with a question mark, Asia?
I'm not knowledgeable in this.
I am knowledgeable in the next topic.
Wait, Is it Christopher's birthday?
It is Christopher's birthday.
My brother will be turning 38. That yep. is, he's on, he, yep, I'm going to be turning 30. He's going to turn 38. It's just,
he's yep. got, he's got a couple channels. He's got the Ballinger Family Channel, which they just made an exciting announcement.
We'll talk about that in a bit.
On his gifted guitars, he's got a new little series coming out of a guitar he made for me.
It's and a good one.
It's amazing. The it's... first videos, he's talking about the guitar itself.
Yeah.
I'll show you how he makes this incredible guitar.
That's best very guitar. Cool. And it is actually mind-blowing. I think it's my favorite one he's made so far.
It's amazing.
It's really good.
Wednesday, St. Patrick's Day. Rachel, have you talked about catching leprechauns before on the podcast?
I don't know. Have I? Bob, we've been doing this podcast for like 3 years.
I know. I feel like we've talked about it, but, you know, maybe someone missed it. Rachel, what did you do every St. Patrick's Day when you were a child?
I made a leprechaun trap.
Every year.
Every single year. And they are my favorite. And I think they're so... I got to build a contraption. And then, like, we'd put them in the backyard. We'd find, like, a thing of clovers. You know, stereotypical. Probably not PC anymore. We'd find, like, a little patch of clovers and stick the leprechaun trap in it. And, you guys, there would be
you
gold
some
in it.
Stuff. You I would find some stuff.
I found some fool's gold in it 1 year. And then in kindergarten, I did go to public school for kindergarten. I didn't get taken out till first grade. That's when the ADHD really hit. But in kindergarten, the teacher had us all make leprechaun traps. And, we all put them out, and then school was done and we left, and then I forgot something and had to go back in. And so you went back in with me and I showed you my trap, and there was a tiny little leprechaun hat in it. And I could see the teacher freaking out. And I was like, why is the teacher like, look at this, is so cool. She was freaking out because I wasn't supposed to find it till the next day. I remember this in front of everyone. I was supposed to find it with my class, and I had just actually had put it there, and then I gone in early. But yeah, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
I had some fun.
Sparkles outside your window. You'd put it outside your window and
yeah.
It sparkles there 1 year because, you know, they're shiny. They sparkly.
They just got gold and sparkles.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that was fun.
Yep.
Which brings us to Thursday, which is National Awkward Moments Day.
I got a lot of those.
We're good at those. And National Sloppy Joe Day. Which, you know, you usually have Sloppy Joe on your face, so that's an awkward moment.
No, I love Sloppy Joes. I want some so bad.
I have some in a can.
I think I'm going to make that happen today. That, oh, it's a rainy day. Sloppy Joe sounds good.
Good.
I'm going to see if girlfriend wants them.
Get some Fritos on that.
Oh, yeah. Put some Fritos. And you have to, see, the thing with Sloppy Joes, you have to get the, like, the squishiest, bad for you buns.
Yeah.
Like, they have to, like, when you grab it, your fingers just, like, indent it and squish it. And it, like, oh, it's the best. The cheapest buns you can get is the only buns you can use for Sloppy Joes.
True.
Don't try and get whole wheat. Don't try and get healthy.
Put a little cheddar cheese on it. Well, not you, but everybody else that's not vegan. Cheddar cheese.
Get that.
Oh, so good. You'd think they'd make you a melty cheese, Rachel. Science.
Science is hard sometimes, Mom. Wait, have we ever put sour cream on a Sloppy Joe?
No, but boy, that sounds good.
That sounds delicious, doesn't it?
Oh, couldn't you do like a hot dog on a bun with some...
Oh, no, I don't want the hot dog. That's chili.
That's chili.
That's never chili. Mind. I want... Wait. Oh, I want a Sloppy Joe with some sour cream on it.
You just did something different.
I think I did. And I want it really badly.
We want to hear about this next time we have a podcast.
Will be next Monday. We're going to talk about the new podcast scheduling, but it'll be Monday. Okay. I need to write this down before I forget.
Write it down.
We're doing it. Girlfriend's really good at cooking. She'll probably make it for me, but I just have to ask for it. Hold on.
All right.
Sloppy Joe's. With sour cream. I mean, this is all going to be vegan version for me, but I'll let you know if it slaps. I can always tell if like, oh, the real version, because let's
be
real.
Did you say if it slaps?
Yeah,
like
that's like if it's really good, it slaps.
Okay, new lingo coming out now.
I've been saying that for a while. Oh man, like this food slaps. Oh, that show slaps. Like oh, that snowboarding run just slaps.
Slaps. Okay. Slaps to me is a bad thing because wham, ouch. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it like slaps you in the face. It's so good.
No. Okay. We're moving on.
No one's actually slapping anyone.
All right. Friday is national. Oh, thank you, Tim. I forgot.
What is your.
Now my light's on.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Tim walked in and turned on the lights like, oh. Okay, Friday's National Backyard Day.
Okay.
Okay. It's National Certified Nurses Day.
Yes.
Yes for nurses.
Yes for nurses.
They work hard. Yes for nurses.
I had this stabbing pain. I kept waking up in the middle of the night with it. It's like in between my first and second rib on the right side under my boob. Like on the side of it. I keep having
nurses.
Like,
anyone? Nurses? Can you help Rachel out?
Speaking of medical things, but I kept waking up being like, ow! And then
Did you hurt it snowboarding?
No. And I haven't. Snowboarding was Friday and it's Monday. Like my body's recovered from that. I don't know what.
Still hurts?
It just it'll stab me and then it'll go away. And then it'll stab me and then it'll go away.
I wish it was a slap instead of a stab. Then you'd like it.
This does not slap, Mom. Oh, God. I should do some yoga. Okay, continue.
Do some yoga.
Shout out to nurses.
Friday is also National Let's Laugh Day.
I love laughing.
Laughing is the best thing for you.
Oh, it's so good. Cry laughing. Oh, when you laugh so hard you cry.
Wet my pants laughing.
I have not gotten to that point yet. I have a strong bladder.
Oh, so did I. No, I never did. Liar.
You
no, I never
always
did.
Lie and say, like, I've had 4 C-sections, so my bladder has been cut into 4 times. I'm like, that's not how C-sections work.
Okay. Look it up.
They do not cut into your bladder. They might take it out of you.
They cut it
away. Yeah, they move it. They might, like, remove it real quick.
Okay. You ask any C-section woman. Do they have bladder issues after?
No, Mom, pregnant, if you've had a kid.
Oh, it's that just, does it too. So it's
yes, so
whammy.
It's not C-section. It's just pregnancy.
And C-sections.
No, the C-section has nothing to do with it.
The doctor told me that.
Are you a doctor?
Hey, nurses, comment.
I just pregnancy. Also,
I'm excited about the next one, Rachel.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go.
It's National Poultry Day.
Poultry? Oh, like chicken?
Poultry. Anything chickeny, turkey.
It means eating it.
Hey, I raise them and eat their eggs. There's nothing wrong with that.
I never said there was, but I love how obsessed with chickens you are. Then you eat them.
Don't get your feathers all ruffled.
All right.
Okay.
Don't balk at me.
Saturday. Oh. Saturday's World Flower Day. Not the flour. Ooh, it's so pretty flour. It's flour that you cook with.
Oh, baking
without flour.
Flour,
yeah.
You wouldn't have a lot.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And on that day, also spring begins.
I thought spring began on...
No.
Oh.
You're wrong. No. It's Saturday, March 20th. Spring. I'll have sprung.
Wait, then when did we decide to spring forward? I thought that... Ah, my pain! I thought that...
we're getting there, but we actually spring. It's just a saying, so you remember if you go forward or
but
back,
like when do we decide to do that? Why?
I
when
don't
it's
know.
Like what
I
time wizard I is like on this day. I thought it was like the beginning of fall and spring. It was like, oh, that makes sense.
But not the day of, no. In the fall you don't do it on the day of fall or
that,
autumn.
Wouldn't that make sense?
Yes, it would.
I
don't want to wait another week for daylight savings time. So.
No. Okay. So we're still technically in winter.
Yes.
Okay. And then next week we'll be in spring.
Yes.
I hate the times.
Next Sunday.
Humans are the only thing controlled by time.
No, not next Sunday. Next Saturday. Next Saturday.
Yes. Next Saturday. That's what you said.
Sunday is World Down Syndrome Day.
All right.
Raise awareness for people with Down syndrome or how you can help, et cetera, et cetera.
Let's get some. Get it.
It's also National California Strawberry Day. Oh, yeah. And National French Bread Day. But the thing I'm most excited about, other than Christopher's birthday, has nothing to do with a national day. Pixie tangerines are in season.
Wait, were they in season yesterday when I was there?
Yes.
Okay. Whoa, I am so mad at you. Mom.
I asked you to stop at the store. Oh, wait, we were almost the
yes, and that is why I'm angry at you right now.
And you know what? I didn't think because I had some at my house, but I didn't because I took them down to LA with me.
And I could have ate them.
Mm. Oh, those are so good.
Mom!
Tangerines are not what you see in the grocery store.
No.
They're from they have to be Ojai Pixie Tangerines. They're sweet. They're not tart. They have no seeds. They're easy to peel. They're just the cutest little things in the world, and they're so good. That's my
story. I could have had Pixie Tangerines. I was at your house yesterday. Okay.
I will drop some off on Tuesday.
Beautiful. I accept. I went to Santa Barbara yesterday. My best friend is 3 hours north of Santa Barbara for the next couple months. And she was like, hey, or no, she's 2 hours north of Santa Barbara. She's like, hey, let's meet in Santa Barbara, go walk on a beach, you know, be safe, but like, let's hang out. And I was like, great. So we both met in Santa Barbara. I texted my mom. I was like, hey, I'm in SB. Let's do dinner in your backyard. Safe, safe, safe. And as I'm getting to her, about to be at her house, she was like, hey, can you pick up some broccoli? I forgot. And I was like, no, I have Blaze. I can't go to the grocery store. She's like, okay. I get to her house. And I was like, hey, let's walk to the farm down the street.
That's not what you said.
Yes, I did.
You said, do you want to take Blaze for a walk?
No, I said, do you want to walk to the farm down the street? And you were like, yeah. I was like, great. Because that way you could go in or I could go in and you hold Blaze or we tie Blaze to something.
It's an open air.
It's an open air.
It's got a roof, but it's all
yes,
open.
It's like the walls
and
all
they're
open.
They're very safe there. They wipe everything down all the time.
Yeah. A very safe way to get produce, right?
Lane Farms.
Well, okay. Yeah. So anyway, we decided. I was like, great. Let's walk to Lane Farms and get broccoli.
Not what you said.
Yes, it is. And my mom, you were in a daze. Yeah. You looked like you were in a daze.
We're
and I was
tired.
Like, you seemed tired. And I was like, come on, mom, let's go on a walk. And like, I knew I'd get you going if I just started telling stories about my life, which is exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And we get one block. We've been walking for a little bit now. We get one block from Lane Farms. And my mom goes, do you want to turn around yet? And I was like, we're not there yet. What do you mean? And she was like, where are we going? I was like, Lane Farms. She's like, oh, I already sent dad to the store to pick up the broccoli. And I was like, what? Mom, we were one block from Pixie Tangerines.
Yeah. Pixie Tangerines.
And you were like, no.
I was in a daze, girl. In a
daze. Like, let's turn around. And I was like, okay, fine. Like, I kind of wanted to go see the farm, but that's fine. We can turn around because my mom's in like Birkenstocks and an oversized. So she was just tired. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to force her to just go because I want to like look at produce.
I would have.
So we walked all the way back to your house.
Yeah. And then dad didn't go get broccoli because your truck was blocking the driveway. He was all ready for double masking and his gloves and everything to the grocery store. And
we're a mess. Absolute mess. I could have had Pixie Tangerines.
Tangerines. Oh, they are the best. They're the best. I think Gelson's sells them if anybody has a Gelson's near them. But that has to say Ojai. O-J-A-I. Ojai Tangerines.
Yep. Pixie Tangerines. All right.
I'm done. That's all I have other than
that was a lot later. That's I think the longest holiday segment we've ever had. So before I move on to the news and updates and whatnot, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
All right. I believe our sponsor is Best Fiends.
Yes. Great game. I love it.
Fantastic game. God, the shooting pain in my ribs. I don't know.
Did you crack a rib? Is it in place?
I don't know. It doesn't feel like an organ. I don't feel like I'm about to explode or anything because I know that feeling.
Does it feel like a rib?
It feels in between my ribs. In between one and two.
Hmm.
On the side a little bit. Like half an inch to the side of the nipple. Under the one and two. Ugh. All right. It'll go away. I'll stretch it out. Renee. Sorry, Renee. We'll get to you in a second.
We'll get to you, Renee. Don't leave, Renee.
I want to talk about the meme going around this week, which was from the Meghan Markle Prince Harry interview with Oprah. And it's when Oprah does this. She's She puts her hands up and looks away in like absolute shock and disgust. And everyone's using that for things. So it's like when the free trial asks for my credit card information. Oh, no. It's like when someone says, can we jump on a call to discuss? Oh, no. It's beautiful. And I loved it. So that was the meme I saw going around today. But obviously the Grammys happened and we'll talk about the Grammys in a minute. But some more memes are coming about, mainly Lizzo's. But that was the meme of the week, basically. So news. Renee asks, are you going to start skipping weeks on the podcast? So we briefly mentioned, and I've mentioned a few times on other platforms, this podcast is, we've discussed, it's going to come to an end, but not as soon as we thought it was going to. We are going to finish out this year.
Mm-hmm. Commitments, people. Commitments.
We've sold ads through December and we were like, oh, we didn't realize that. We're not in charge of that. So I told my manager and he was like, okay, just so you know, you've sold ads all the way to December. I was like, and we're continuing the podcast. So, but my mom and I do like, it is hard for us to do it every single week, especially since we're not in the same town. It just, we're kind of, I don't want to say drained because we very much enjoy this, but we felt this chapter is coming to an end. So
coming up. So it's like we need the time.
Yeah. So we decided we're going to switch the podcast to every other Monday mm-hmm. and it'll go till the end of the year. So you have time. It's not anything abrupt, like a few months is what kind of where we were thinking, but it will be every other weekend, every other Monday. We're doing it this Monday and next Monday, and then we'll have the last Monday off in March, and then we'll come back on my birth. It'll just, you'll get the hang of it. We're continuing, but
so
we're going to
keep on with questions and topics.
We're going to have whatever. 2 weeks of info to talk about. And so we'll be able to talk about bigger, but not just like little tiny things that come up. We'll actually have like things to discuss, which will be nice.
Yeah.
And it'll be good.
It'll be fun. It'll be again. Good. Then we won't want to quit, Rachel.
Yeah, then we won't want to quit. And people have asked me, like, are you going to do a different podcast? I might take a break and do something different. It's just this one, I think it was fun to do, like, the news and whatnot, but then it, like, kind of became constricting. Like, we can only record, like, on the weekends because we had to talk about what happened during the week and things happen. My life, my job has always been, I do it when I can or when I want. And it was hard to be like, woe is me. Like, I have an amazing job. Yeah. But the way my job works is I can move things around to make sure I could do things when I need to. And it was hard, the podcast, like, especially when COVID's over and we all start traveling again, that's going to like get in the way of stuff. So we love this podcast. We will continue it through
it's
the end of
fun.
The year.
Yeah.
But we are going to do it every other Monday and I'll let you know.
So we're re-energized, I think.
And it's
yeah, we're re-energized now. We're ready.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It'll be better. We're probably going to do more like chit-chatty things than like news stuff, but telling more like life stories, but we will hit like main news topics, obviously. All right, but talking about a main news topic, Robin wants us to discuss that Christopher and Jessica, my brother and sister-in-law, are expecting their sixth baby.
Wowie, I'm so excited.
That's stoked.
Seventh grandchild.
Seventh thing for me. What do you call them?
Nieces and nephews.
I wish there was one word though. Like you could say grandkids.
Nephew.
No, I want one word for both. Because like Christopher and Jessica gets to say like their kids.
Yeah.
Their kids. You could say your grandkids. And I'm like, I have to say two? Two words? Ridiculous.
Well, I could say granddaughters, grandsons, grandson,
yeah, and they could say
whatever.
Son and daughter, but I want to say one word. Why do I have to say-
Combine niece and nephew. Nisfew.
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 I'm going to go see my nisfews Nef-see. Today.
Nef-see.
No, I like nisfew.
Nisfew.
Nisfew. I want one word, darn it. I deserve it. I did nothing to deserve it, but I want it. I'm lazy. Who's texting me at this hour?
Not me.
Let's see. Colleen. Oh, okay.
Oh, text her wow. Why? Okay.
Ah, pain. Okay.
Oh, do you need to answer her?
No, not at all. I'll get to her later.
Don't forget.
I won't forget my sister.
Okay.
Anyway, yes, we're very excited. I don't know what news they've given you, so we're going to stop talking about it because my mom and I are always scared of accidentally telling info
yes,
that we're
we
not
are.
Supposed to. So
yes, we are.
Okay, next. Rosa wants us to talk about the Kids' Choice Awards. Apparently, Charlie got slimed. I did not watch it. Didn't know it was happening.
Same.
Happy for everyone who got an award and sorry to those who didn't.
Great.
Also, if your favorite did not win, do not hate on the people that did win.
Yeah, be happy for the people who did win.
Also, like, no one...
Come on.
Just relax. Relax. Let me tell you about a little podcast called Relax.
Relax.
But then also, Christy wants us to talk about the Grammys. Those happened as well. So many award shows. I can't ever keep up.
No.
But I did love that all the celebrities, it was a outdoor social distanced thing. There was a lot of virtual mixed with social distance performances. They did it. They seemed to have done it well. But all the celebrities had like matching masks to their outfits. And I thought that was really cute. I was like, oh my God. I did not watch. I just like went through BuzzFeed's like, what you need to know about the Grammys? Who wore what? What? So I just like, you know, the recaps.
Didn't Lady Gaga wear one last year and Ariana Grande? They wore matching ones.
Yeah.
Or something like last year.
Yeah. They did. So like, that's cute. I'm glad that we did that.
Yeah.
Blue Ivy Carter is now the youngest Grammy winner ever because she was in a music video with her mother, who is Beyonce. And then, I don't know, Lizzo swore on live television and like freaked out about it. Harry Styles performed and everyone was like, he's wearing a boa. I'm like, okay, cool. I don't understand. I feel like Harry Styles, anything he does. Everyone's like, oh my God.
Or the feather.
The feather.
A boa constrictor or feather? Oh, a feather?
A boa feather. Feather boa. He wore two different ones. I don't know. It seemed like it was cute. Taylor Swift performed for the first time in a long time. People won. People lost. Congrats to those who won.
It all happened.
Sorry if you didn't win. Again, don't hate people if they beat your favorite artists. They didn't decide it. That's mm-hmm. the thing is that. They didn't. They put their effort out there and got rewarded for it. Sometimes it's fair. Sometimes it's not. There's no reason to hate. There's absolutely no reason to hate.
There's more things to be upset about in the world than who won a music award.
Let's enjoy the funny moments that happened and the cute performances that happened. That's all.
Yeah.
Coco asked me what my thoughts on the Burger King tweet. So Burger King UK tweeted, on International Women's Day, women belong in the kitchen. And everyone went, excuse me? And then they responded to their own tweet being like, only 20% of head chefs and chefs are men. We're starting a culinary program where we're going to encourage women to be chefs and blah, blah. So it was good intentions, terribly executed. They were like trying to get everyone's attention so that they could
explain
things. But you can't do it like that.
No.
Don't use this sexist old trope. Like, just, what are you doing, bro? You should have said, we don't believe women belong in the kitchen. But it's sad that only 20%, blah, blah, blah. Like, you could have done that if you had immediately followed it with something. If you're like, and they were like, the rest of the day, they got like just burned.
Blam,
the rest
yeah.
of the day, they were just tweeting apologies. And I was just like, gotta be smarter than that. You gotta
How did someone not catch that going, no, that's not a good idea.
They thought that they were being like woke.
Clever and,
like,
and yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, this really terrible thing. Gotcha. That's not actually what I believe. I'm like, no, because
it's harder to backtrack than to
Yes. Because the headlines, people are just gonna glance, they're just gonna see it. All they're gonna see is Burger King tweeted,
no
women
more
belong yes.
Burger King for me or whatever.
Yeah. So that was just bad marketing.
Yeah.
I get what they were trying to do, and I like support that they are trying to get women to be head chefs and stuff like that, because that is weirdly, women are like, it's always been like women are the cooks or whatever, but somehow all of the head chefs are men, because I guess it's a position of power. So I don't know. It was just like, I'm glad they're doing this culinary thing.
Or maybe the women were tired of being in the kitchen, so
yeah, you never know.
The men did it.
You never know. So this person, we had trouble saying their name. They let me know how to say it, and then I forgot. Lotte. I remember them tweeting me, telling me how to pronounce.
Lottie.
I forgot. You're not Lottie.
Lottle. We love you. Whatever your name is, we love you.
They just wanted to let us know that this time last year, we were all obsessed with Tiger King.
Oh gosh, we were.
Yeah. Oh,
but yeah, we were.
The bleh. I can't believe so much has happened in a year.
Oh yeah. And then, that seems so long ago.
Oh, it was. It was a year ago.
Well, a year's not that long, but the Tiger King thing seems like, oh, wait, that was like 3 years ago. No.
Nah. Mm-hmm. And then Izzy wanted us to talk about the royal interview. I watched half of it.
I watched all of it.
I got bored. Like, because Meghan Markle was very much, she was prepped. She knew exactly what to and not say. She wasn't going to throw anyone under the bus. She skated around things. She said what she needed to say to tell her side. Everything anyone says, I take with a grain of salt. I wholeheartedly believe that she went through hell.
Oh.
I believe that people were racist and sexist and disgusting towards her 110%. I like fully believed her. I was just like, I'm bored. And then I didn't get to the part where Harry showed up, but apparently he was more naming and angry and more entertaining about it. But
it's his family. So.
Yeah, so he can't. So she knew better than to name names.
Yeah.
Like, she's not going to throw her in-laws under the bus. That would be terrible press for her. They did it the right way. Thinking of a social media PR move, they did it exactly right. I hope that they're doing great now, and I want the best for them. They seem like...
living good. Their life.
They seem like good. They seem good. But yeah, so what did you think about the whole thing?
I just think it was sad to see, because I had watched Princess Diana's interviews and stuff, and it was sad to see the same treatment being done to her.
Yeah.
Well, not exactly the same, but yeah.
Yeah. How the media just decides.
That's got to be hard to be living in that kind of environment.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
And then at the same time, you know, it is true. She gets all this flack, and her uncle-in-law, they've just kind of kept everything quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that doesn't make sense why they'd let someone who has some pretty serious allegations against him.
Just
kind of fade away, and bam, she gets attacked.
Well, it's because it was easier. She's the scapegoat.
Yeah.
Let's keep the focus on hating her so that no one else in the bloodline get whatever, you know?
It's very frustrating. But, you
know. She's always a scapegoat. She was just it. And I'm glad they stepped away. That's great.
Yeah.
I love it. No one asked me to talk about this, but I'm going to mention it because I love Rosanna Panzino. Ro has her own show on HBO Max called Baketopia. Very proud of her.
Nice.
Ro's been on YouTube forever. She's one of the sweetest people I've ever met. She's friends with my sister. She deserves all the success she gets. She works hard. She's always got a smile on her face. She's open, honest. She's a great person. Very excited for her new show, Baketopia. So if you like baking shows, check her out. All right. That's all the news, unless you have anything to add.
Internet news? No. Well, Eagle news.
You want to tell us about your Eagle news, Mom?
Eagle news. Okay. So the eagle on Sausas Island in the Santa Barbara Channel Islands hatched this morning.
Oh.
And it's got a little piece of it, and it still has a little bit of a shell on its head. But very soon that'll all come off, and it'll be this fuzzy little head of cuteness of eagles.
Adorable.
Explore.org.
Absolutely not adorable. Not sponsored at all.
Yeah.
But not sponsored. Let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today.
Good idea.
Sponsor.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
All right, questions. Cammy asked, Cammy asked, how did your truck die yesterday? So, one, I've had car batteries die. I always had junk cars, loved them, was so grateful for every single car I've ever owned. That is a blessing to just,
yeah.
Yes. But my cars always died. They were always older cars, whatever. I've jump started a million and two cars. It's easy peasy. This is the first time my truck has ever died, but also that a push start has ever died on me. I don't have an ignition turn. So I went, I left Santa Barbara. I went and picked up my girlfriend and I get to her house, grab her, put her in the, and I put her in the truck and I went to start it. And it's like, everything just starts like start flashing and my brake pedal is like locked. And I was like, what in the world? And because with a turn ignition, you turn it and the lights kind of come on the dash and it goes, and then you're like, unturn it. And you're like, that is
or
the battery.
Nothing.
Or nothing yeah. happens. Or it goes,
yeah.
And I'm like, I know the noises of a turn ignition. And I was like, I don't know what to do here. What is this? And so like, I tried to press on the brake and I press the button and it says press brake to start ignition. And I'm like, I'm pressing the brake. And it's like, but the brake is locked because the brake is tied to like the a battery somehow. And like, I try and turn the car off, but I'm just pressing buttons at this point. I have no control of the car. And it's just like lights and things are flashing. And I was like, I think it's the battery. I was like, I'm pretty sure it's a battery. I put the truck through a lot. I had to start turned on and off the car like, I want to say 20 times that day because I was just doing so much. And just
well, and Blaze set off the
Blaze
alarm
set off my car
times.
Alarm so much. It was the first time. I don't ever leave my dogs in the car, but when I went to the beach with my friend Kelly,
see him.
Yes, he had put him in the car because we had to go to the bathroom. So I'd put him in the truck. It's 49 degrees cloudy. I rolled the windows down so he can stick his head out, but he can't escape. I'm overly cautious with my dogs. You all know this. So I would go into the bathroom and he set off the car alarm 3 times while I was in the bathroom. I was like, bro.
Dinkle dink. It wasn't any heavy.
No, I was just peeing real quick.
Yeah.
I was just peeing real quick. That guy. So my battery had been through a lot that day.
Yeah.
Neither of us had jump cables, but girlfriend called a friend down the street and they had some. So we jumped, we used her car, jumped the truck, got it home. And now I'm like, okay, I have to go get a new battery. Hopefully it starts. Otherwise I have to Postmates a battery. Like, get out. I know how to change a battery, but like, I quickly like got on and signed up for AAA just in case. I was just like, this is ridiculous. The battery just died. I mean, I think the battery's 5 years old now. So it seems, I feel like that's time for a battery to die maybe. It's a big truck. It takes a lot of battery.
Big truck.
It's a big truck. So that was it. And then Julia asked.
No, it's a big truck.
It's a big truck.
That's Rob Flynn reference.
Yes. Julia asks, why do Americans wear shoes in the house?
I don't. I have socks on.
I'm wearing socks too, but it is very common. And I'm going to say, I think it's a white people thing.
Yeah. You know,
a white American.
My mom
thing.
Tried to start the thing, do not wear shoes
yeah.
in my house.
Oh, you did not wear shoes
and
in my house.
And we were all like shocked, like, I'm not going to walk around in my socks. I have
yeah.
to pay for new socks. My socks are going to get dirty. It's like, no.
I think that's
She's like, my carpet's going to get ruined. Put socks, keep your socks on, take off your shoes. And I don't want all the yuckiness from outside to get, especially now with COVID.
Yeah.
You're walking around and then you're walking on your carpets, your floors. And then if you have kids or dogs or whatever. It just makes sense to take your shoes off.
Yeah. And honestly, I think it's that we're lazy.
Yes. And so I didn't want to keep getting down on the floor. It's harder and harder to get up and down and put my shoes on it. So then
just,
I have slide-ons at each door. So if I have to run outside real quick.
And I think we do go in and out so often.
We do, especially in Southern California.
Yeah, so it's like putting your shoes on to go outside, then coming back in and taking them off to go right back outside 5 minutes later. It's like, I just wear the shoes. Wear the shoes. So yeah, I have slides. I also have slip-on shoes. I've been trying to wear them in the house less and less. And like, so I have shoes I just throw on to go on walks with the dogs or to go in the backyard. And then I have shoes I wear to go out with like an outfit. And so like, I've been trying to like, I've been consciously trying to organize what shoes I wear, I go wear in and like not wear them in the house. But yeah, it's like, it is like a white American thing.
Yeah. And it makes sense to take them off.
It does.
Yeah. And it's respectful too. Unless you have stinky feet, then it's not very respectful to take off your shoes and stink up this woman's house.
That is the thing.
So maybe it'll help people start taking care of stinky feet.
Yeah.
There's things you can do.
Yeah. But I'm just going to say we're lazy and go in and out a lot. That it's just hard to tie shoes. Yeah.
Such a hard problem for us.
We have such a hard wife.
We're working on it.
Anna asks, have you ever regretted a sponsor? Way early in my career, I would do like, I think I did like a Fit Tea sponsorship. Because back at, when you first start, you're like, people want to pay me?
Yeah.
Just talk. I will talk about something. And then as I've gotten more comfortable financially and in my career, I pick and choose. I've said no to many sponsors now. I'm like, that's not my vibe. I'm very strict on what I go with. I'm not doing like, I don't want to do weight loss stuff. I regret doing that in the past. But also back then, I didn't know any better. And now I educate myself. I've said no to a lot of sponsors actually now. But way back at the beginning of my career, I was just like, yeah, I'll do whatever. That sounds great. And now I'm like, no, let's have some morals, some standards. Let's have some standards and just be picky a little bit, which I'm glad I do. Because I don't want to regret things like that. And then last question. Ashley asks, did you expect this pandemic to go on for so long? I don't think anyone did.
No.
No one expected this to go on this long. We were like 2-3 months max. Then, nope. We're all just like, okay, everyone get vaccinated.
Yeah.
But numbers are going down. Vaccines are going up. Numbers are going down. Yep. So hopefully, we are hoping we get a July 4th, y'all.
We're hoping
we get a July 4th. So mom is getting your second dose of vaccination.
In a couple weeks, yeah.
Right before Easter, right?
Yeah.
So
Dad and I.
Yep. We're going to get it done. We're just hold on a little longer, everybody.
Yeah.
Just a little longer. Just a little bit longer.
And then we'll have like an end, sort of.
It'll slowly, it's just each city, each place will slowly undo their restrictions. And then one day we'll be like, oh, it's over, guys.
Yeah.
Hopefully. That's the hope. That's the hope. All right. That's all the news, questions, and updates I've got. Mom, do you got anything else?
No, I gave you all I had.
All right. Thank you to our sponsors for today. I love you guys. We will see you in 1 week. And then we'll have a week off.
And say happy birthday to Christopher on Tuesday.
The 16th.
The 16th. That kid was 2 weeks overdue.
He was a big boy.
He was a big boy.
He big boy.
10-9. Right.
Oh, God. Oh, that's disgusting.
Big
sorry.
Guy.
I feel so sorry for your body. All right. I love you. Mom, you want to take us out?
Yeah, we'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.